This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's 9:07. You're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday morning talk show. Tobin out alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today?
I'm here.
You're here?
Farther than that, I wouldn't comment on.
All right. We'll leave it at that. I'm not going to say what happened before the show.
No.
Okay. That's off the record.
That's
closed session.
Me.
Not to be revealed. We've got multiple guests this morning. We've got Jessica Becker and Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. And then we also have the mayor of Litchfield talking in the orange microphone and the mayor of Hillsboro talking in the purple microphone. This should get interesting. We'll be back with our guests right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we know firsthand just how difficult the passing of a beloved family member can be. Losing a loved one is never easy, but there is a simple way to lift some of the burdens from your family. Come by Plummer Funeral Home and we'll help you make your final arrangements in advance. We'll record your choices and help you plan a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday morning talk show. Tobin Otto alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. And let's start things off real quick with the ladies from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. Jessica, Mindy, welcome to the program. How are you two today?
Good. Good morning.
And I know for a fact, Jessica, we have a big blood drive coming up next week at the Hillsboro Moose.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday, January 11th from noon to 6:30.
And we have a new kid.
We do.
On the block. Mindy, introduce yourselves to our listeners here.
I'm Mindy Melton. I've been with the Blood Center since October of 2005, so I'm not exactly a new kid on the block, but I am going to be new to this area.
You're new
area.
To us.
I'm new to you. I'm going to be new to this area. So.
All right, and congratulations on this on your new territory here. And we've got several guests here today, but the Blood Center coming up in on next Wednesday at the Moose. And then
got one today at Carlinville Elks.
At the Elks Lodge?
Yeah, we're from 12 to 6 at the Carlinville Elks Lodge.
Okay.
And the blood drive there is sponsored by the Carlinville Area Hospital Auxiliary.
Okay, so a couple big blood donation drives going on, and then that goes on throughout the year, right?
Oh, yeah. We're here in Hillsboro every 8 weeks, second Wednesday of every other month.
All right.
And I was just going to ask, how did we come through the crisis season, as I call it, the holidays? Did we come through pretty good as far as blood supplies are concerned?
Thank you for asking. Our blood drives actually took a little bit of a dip. Donors did come out to the donor center, though, in Springfield and helped us out. We're still pretty shaky, though. So especially now, on Wednesday, January 4th and 11th, if donors could come out and donate to help replace what was used throughout the holiday season, that would be great.
Is there any type of blood you're looking for?
We always need O negative in particular. It's a universal donor. It's what would be used in the case of a trauma. And with the ice situation coming up, winter season.
Now, don't you mention that word.
I was going
to
say.
I'm sorry. It is our job to make sure that we have a safe and healthy blood supply no matter what the
situation arises.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And ladies, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck on next Wednesday at the blood drive at the Moose, and then this afternoon at the blood drive at the Elks Lodge in Carlinville. And I look forward to our chats in the future. We'll definitely be in touch.
Great, thank you.
And now let's move on to our other two guests. We have Hillsboro Mayor John Downs and Litchfield Mayor Tom Jones. This is scary. We've got two rival cities mayors in the same room, one interview.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah.
Well, first off, I forgot.
We'd hurt ourselves.
and they can't run, so that doesn't leave them a lot
of
alternatives.
True. Do a lot of talking.
Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
And Tom, let's get the mic closer up so that our listeners can hear you clearly.
Maybe they don't want to hear me clearly.
We don't want them to miss your melodious voice.
Thank you, Ralph.
I was going to say that, but he took my line. Tom, let's start with you. How are things going with the city of Litchfield right now?
Well, right now we're into an important part of the year. It sounds silly, but already we're doing a 2012 budget. And everybody knows how the budgets are. You can plan it as best you want to, and whenever it gets down to the bottom line, you run short of cash.
And so the budget's pretty much the big deal right now?
The budget is the big deal right now. We've got some things budgeted. Now then, we're looking for the funding. I've got a new lift station on Douglas Street. I got a new water main on Tyler. I got a new main going down Sassafras Lane. One of my keys here is my electronic, I call it my remote control, on the railroad so that the coal drags and et cetera do not stop
on the tracks.
On the tracks and leave you can tied you, up in Litchfield for 25
can, to 40
Can
you
minutes.
Repeat that once again for our listeners?
I would love to. And it boils down to it's maybe turn out something as simple as a garage door opener that they punch. Whenever mm-hmm. they get close on the track, will automatically move so the train does not have to stop.
So you don't have to call in a guy from Palmyra or so Timbuktu to
come in and turn the switch.
What's that supposed to be?
This year, coming, 2012, we're hoping to get it.
Sweet.
So I'm saying I'm looking forward to it. And it never fails. I don't care what time I come into my town. If I'm coming in from the west, I get hung up on that track by one train or another.
Well, it doesn't hurt. You have a business right by the train track. So if you got someone stop, they could always swing by and they see your truck. They could always swing by and say, you need to fix this problem.
No, I'm hoping they're coming in to make a purchase.
That's true, but...
Very important thing in the new flood drainage system for us on the north end of Litchfield, out there by the armory and et cetera.
Right.
Those people have been suffering from years, and they've finally determined that they've been taking the wrong approach, and the engineers have come up and says we need to do it this way, and if we reverse it and take it down to, say, like Verdon Street and then out to the interstate, we should be okay. One of my projects for the year of 2012 is going to be a Route 16 sewer line extension to the eastern part of town. We've got the engineering done. We've got the surveying all done and et cetera. Now all I'm doing, I'm looking for funding.
Okay.
I'll be going to Washington shortly, hopefully to get part of that funding, or at least a majority of it. The trip to Washington will be in February. This will be my fourth time out there. Each time, I'm glad to say, I have come back with funds for projects. Maybe not all the projects, but part of them.
Mm-hmm. Is that an easy process?
No, sir. The first year was very easy.
Right.
The second year was a little tougher. The last year was just horrendous trying to get money out of them.
Okay.
I got money out of Congressman Shimkus for Lake Yeager.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on the north end where the Corps of Engineers and et cetera have come in graciously. They're helping us with the design and et cetera, pulling that lake down so that we can actually put in what is a very simple type catch basin. They'll come out X amount of yards from where the two tributaries come in.
Right.
Dig down X amount of feet so that whenever the water's coming in, it'll drop the silt there, and then you can go with a track hoe or what have you and remove the silt instead of it washing on down the lake.
So it seems like there's a lot going on for the city of Litchfield for 2012.
We've got a lot planned if we can just get the funding.
All right. John, let's switch things over to you. On the city of Hillsborough side, I know you've got a lot of things in the burner.
Yes, we have several things in the burner, Tobe. We've just been doing many, many things. One of our big items have been water meters in the city. We've replaced, we're down to about 130, I think. We started out with over 400 that needed repair and so forth, and that has been a big project to get that done. We are like all everybody else. We're short of help, but we operate on everything that's a pretty slim budget, and getting all of those done along with the other work, and we have a lot of sidewalk work that we're going to do this summer, doing it with our own people, and we've just got several. They're little projects, but they're projects that's got to be done. I have a couple of tie-ins of water lines that we're going to get done, and a lot of work in front of us.
And that's you talk about the little projects mounting up. It's amazing.
Yes, it is.
The small projects, how massive they can quickly become if they're not taken care of right away.
Yes, they become big projects if you don't get them done.
And, of course, the monetary situation in Springfield, and as Mayor Jones said, and Washington when he goes there. Only complicates matters for you two gentlemen as mayors of small towns, yeah, because it's a trickle down. If they don't have it, you're not going to get it. It's, yeah, pretty simple arithmetic.
Yeah. Yes. So Springfield presently owes us about $150,000 in water for the prison. That's a sizable amount of money for Hillsborough.
I'll have to bring this up. Right now, as we're talking, construction or work is ongoing on the mine. I know they've kind of not forced the issue, but they're working with the city of Litchfield and the city of Hillsborough for water for that plant. Is this forcing you guys to work together on projects? And are there projects that you two are hoping to work together on to make this area maybe a little bit better?
John, if I may, Mayor Barrett and I had entered into an agreement which we have still been researching, and that is a water line between Litchfield and Hillsborough. And I'm saying I bring that up every year out in Washington, and I'm talking about because the federal government came out and said every community should have a backup water supply. Very few communities of our size and et cetera have a backup water supply. And I'm saying if we can hook that up between the two towns, we've accomplished part of our purpose. But I'm saying at the same time, we've opened this area out here for development, which will help both communities.
Yes, it would.
And I'm sure Mayor Dons will come right along with us and keep right on going after, yep, it. It's, yep, something that's not going to happen overnight, and we knew that when we started it.
That's right.
But give us enough time, and eventually we'll end up with that hookup.
And that's important because with the school consolidation and what's going on there, I'm thinking, and I'm not saying that this is going to happen, but if it happens where Hillsborough, Litchfield, Panhandle, and Nokomis merge together, let's say in a countywide high school, you look at the Butler T, you look at the North Road or something like that, that's prime location for a big campus to handle all those students. So you have to be somewhat prepared in that advent. Yeah.
And water is the key.
Water is the big key. And there's right now, I believe that if something occurred, there's the Montgomery County water system, you could possibly tap into that for emergency purposes.
Maybe.
They're getting all the way around the county with their water system, which is great, and both of us are tapped into that system. They can draw from both of us, and so you could get an emergency supply maybe from that if something happened, but it would be awful nice if we had a big water line between Hillsborough and Litchfield.
Yes, it would.
And when you look at the Route 16 corridor between Hillsborough and Litchfield, as you both have stated, it's an opportunity that lends itself to a lot of development in the future for both towns.
Absolutely.
Both communities.
You bet. Certainly could.
But the key is, too, water is key.
Yep.
But the key is the selling point because it's great to have a rivalry, and Tom, you and I have talked about this before, but it's almost time where you need to get past Tremont Street and you need to get past State Street to work together to make this area at least attractive to future businesses.
I just had an employee buy a car from Roger James, and somebody in the city mentioned that, you know, well, what's he doing over there? I said, just a second. I said, I consider that a local purchase.
Mm-hmm.
I said, they didn't go out of town theoretically to buy. I said, that is local.
Yeah.
And I said, I have bought cars over there. And I said, I don't think that I've done anything wrong. I said, the dollars stay in the area.
Yeah.
And
it's in the county.
It's in the county. I'm saying, so that to me, they've done nothing wrong.
When you talk about our two communities, gentlemen, a lot of people say, well, you know, we're out here in the middle of nowhere, so to speak, blah, 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 and negative stuff. But when you look at our community, Hillsborough and Litchfield offer quality education to our young people in both their school systems, which are good systems. Just as importantly, we have two top-notch medical facilities in St. Francis and the Hillsborough Hospital.
Sure.
Now, we all know if there's something seriously wrong with you, you're going to go to Springfield or St. Louis. But in the meantime, until that happens, we have the facilities to take care of that, and you both can And we can all sit here and think of areas where you may have to drive 50 or 100 miles to get to a local hospital. And we're very fortunate here that we're within 15 minutes, give or take, Hillsborough, yes. Litchfield, yes. to be treated with emergency care.
Yes. Wonderful facilities, and I believe they're adding to St. Francis right now, aren't they?
Yes, we are. We've got it tore up. I was out there this morning, and don't try to park in the parking lot because it's not there.
And that, you know, you mentioned the mechanical frog. I think that's what the term Andy Ritchie mentioned about the railroad track thing. That's going to be huge for the hospitals, because if you have an individual, let's say, goes to the West Side, goes to Ruby Tuesdays, has a medical condition while eating dinner, mm-hmm. and has to be rushed to St. Francis Hospital, and he gets stopped or she gets stopped by a train, that may alleviate some time in that scenario.
That's been one of my big selling points out in Washington whenever I go out there, is health and safety. I said, we have Gillespie, Bunnell, Mount Olivet, et cetera, that come from the West Side to our hospital. And I said, if that train's sitting there for 30 minutes, I said, I'm sorry, that person stands a good chance of dying.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't want that on my conscience, and I'm sure you don't want it on yours.
And go ahead.
I was just going to say, if he suffered a severe traumatic situation, like a severe heart attack or something, he can't sit on the wrong side of the tracks for 30 minutes.
Well, 30 seconds makes a lot of difference.
Yes.
Tobin, there's one thing I need to mention that I forgot, and I'm terribly sorry, but Tanya slapped me whenever I got back to City Hall if I didn't bring it up. The streetscape should be let this March or April for the finishing of the rest of the downtown Main Street and et cetera.
And I was going to bring that up. Thank you for the lead-in on this. You look at downtown Main Street of Litchfield. A lot of work has been redone. You've got new lighting. Individuals have actually taken care of their storefronts and trying to make it a better place. And I think that kind of led into the borough, into Hillsborough a little bit. Now, where you're starting to see mm-hmm. individuals taking care of their storefronts, making renovation plans, and then to add to it, the potential of National Bank filling in the gap and building a big banking center in Main Street, you're seeing a lot of attention to Main Street, and that's got to help in the long run.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I hope we can make that into where our Main Street in Hillsborough is certainly a lot different than what it is today.
And Mayor Jones, you mentioned a while ago how important getting that railroad track situation taken care of from people from Gillespie, Bunnell, Mount Olive, and that area coming to St. Francis. It's not a situation with the railroads, but it's unique how our hospital's set, because when you get over to Hillsborough, they look at the Witt, Nokomis, Irving, and that area to come into the Hillsborough Hospital. Thank God we don't have a railroad situation, but what I'm trying to stress is the importance of these two facilities mm-hmm. to the economy and the well-being of our people in these two communities.
Our local area, yes.
And let's see, what else is going on? We got the Hickson Lumber railroad project going on right now.
It's done. That's over with. That's completed and can be used.
Yeah, it can be used.
Oh, yes.
And it just seems like a lot of good things, a lot of potential. I know the mm-hmm. the word if has been thrown around here, but there's a lot of potential for the two main cities in this county.
Absolutely.
Tobin, you can go around in the state of Illinois right now to a lot of towns that are our size and et cetera, and you see absolutely nothing going on. Hillsborough, Litchfield, et cetera, have taken an aggressive move to say, all right, if we're going to die, we'll die fighting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we're not dying, we're expanding. We've just put another small plant in our town over there in Litchfield, 36 employees. Okay, now that doesn't sound like a lot. Hillsborough's going to get their percentage of them.
Mm-hmm.
Litchfield's going to get their percentage. Raymond's going to get their percentage. So I'm saying the communities, as long as we're working together, we're okay.
And that, I think that's key.
That has to be.
That is key.
I have a project going, et cetera, and Mayor Barron, I haven't had to call Mr. Downs yet, and et cetera. I'd call him and I'd say, can you write me a letter supporting this, because we need support for this? And bang, he would come through for us. And I'm saying, when they start looking and they're seeing that these communities are going together, there is a lot better chance of getting your funding.
And you think about Litchfield, too. I'm thinking on the west side where where we just mentioned Corvette Drive, that's got a lot of potential too. If my sources are correct, then the ball's rolling to get that area developed.
It has started back down the hill. It was stopped on top of the hill there for a good little bit, but though there's been a changes, some changes made in, et cetera, and I think you'll see some developments out there shortly.
And in Hillsboro, you're helping out with RP Lumber with trying to make them expand their location in Hillsboro too. So,
and a lot of it is something that we forget about because it's been there forever. But Mayor Jones, one thing we forget about in the Litchfield area is God bless the interstate.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Roughly speaking, just ballpark figure, about 60% of the sales tax that we gather comes off of that interstate.
Mm-hmm. And it just, you know, they can just get off there. They've got restaurants. They've got places to shop. The availability of health care at St. Francis and that almighty interstate is very important.
Yeah, but it's also creative thinking. And I know with Hillsboro, the Planning Commission is getting together on a comprehensive plan mm-hmm. for the City Council. I'm sure the City of Litchfield, that your Planning Committee with the city is doing the same thing.
We just got through doing a new one that I believe is, now that we're getting down to the fine-tuning.
Mm-hmm. And I think the focus, too, and John, this has been a focus of yours since you took office, is the lakes and getting the campground revitalized and active again.
That's one of my big projects for this winter and spring, to get some things done. And they done some things last year, and I hope by this summer that we have a lot different camping area out there and things improved a whole lot. That can be a big resource, the lake, and get some fish back in that lake, and a recreation area is important to a community. And I know over at Lake Yeager, they have that's very important to them, and the lake and camping area is very, very important to Hillsboro at this time.
And what makes it even better is you've got a commissioner that has a wildlife, enjoys that kind of thing, and he's taking the ball. I have a saying at when I conduct a meeting at the Moose, it's your ball, run with it. Yeah. He's taking the ball and run with it. He's running with it.
He likes to work out and does. He works out there himself. Helps the superintendent and so forth out there. So it's
both again pluses for both Lake Lou Yeager and the Hillsboro area. And living north of town as I do, it's amazing. On Friday evening, if we come into Hillsboro or something, all the campers are headed out to the campgrounds there in Hillsboro during the summertime. So.
Ralph, when you think about it, those campers spend money.
Yes, sure they do.
Absolutely.
You betcha.
Absolutely. Mayor Jones, Mayor Downs, it's always a pleasure talking with you. Mayor Jones, I'll see you tonight at the City Council meeting.
No, you won't.
Thursday night at the City Council meeting.
Thursday night.
John, I'll see you, next week, Tuesday at the City Council meeting. But basically, budget year, it's getting ready for the fiscal year budget for 2012, and that good old audit report always gets coming up. So it's nice to see some positive things coming out of both cities. And it's nice to see a direction where the two cities are willing to put the Toppers and the Purple Panthers aside and work together. And I think that's going to benefit in the long run.
And thanks to these two young ladies for coming in this morning and talking about the blood drive coming up a week from today in Hillsboro, and keep up the good work. I know you spend a lot of time at this, and it takes a lot of time to keep the blood supplies in plentiful qualities.
You walked in with them, so I let you thank them.
Sure, they were nice to me, so, you know.
Girls, I feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for this week's Wednesday morning talk show. Our guest from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center was Jessica Becker and Mindy Melton, and then we had Litchfield Mayor Tom Jones and Hillsboro Mayor John Downs. Next week on the program, we have another exciting show. Leslie Pollard and Zach Weigel will be our guests. They're going to promote Stamp Out Cancer 2.
And they've got an interesting program coming up the last of this month at the KC Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're going to have Dancing with the Stars, and I believe...
And in fact, I think Mayor's son
Double D
is dancing.
One of the dancers.
He's gonna bring out the junior high style dance.
I don't even want to talk about that.
I wanted to find out who he's dancing with and tell her to be sure and wear her steel-toed shoes.
Oh, boy.
She'll need them.
The mayor of Litchfield was invited, but he happens to be at a jewelry show that weekend.
Oh, son of a gun.
How convenient.
How convenient. Thank you.
Hey, we've got Earl Sarles next with the market update. Thank you so much for listening.